Okay, everyone, we are back. This is Trina Newby with the Successful Woman Radio Show. I, again, apologize for the technical glitches that are occurring. As I am looking at the production screen here, I see a big blue sign from Blog Talk Radio letting us know that their engineers are working on a solution for the blackout issues that are going on. In the meantime, I see that we still have some good on-air time, and I just want to make sure that you all can hear me. So if I can get a couple of people who have my cell phone to text me that you can hear me loud and clear, that would be wonderful. And we're going to keep on. I'm talking about operating the power of me. And, of course, I talked about the four questions that will help you to really gain more clarity as you are tapping into your inner power. And we left off on question number two, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? And now question three is, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Again, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit, so I'm not going to expand on it too much here. But number four, last but not least, and I believe in the power of me, is have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? And what I'm talking about here is that sometimes we get overwhelmed because the goals that we have set for ourselves are just too long-term. And so we need to be able to experience accomplishment and results shorter, right? And when we do that, that actually convicts within us that we are on the right path, and it helps us to move forward and want to do more to accomplish our dreams and our goals. At the end of the day, ladies, keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business, which is so very, very important. So, again, I want to encourage you to ask yourself those four questions as often as you can. Again, am I clear in my vision, what I want to experience to? What have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Number three, have I created goals to support, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? And then last but not least, number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? And so there you have it. And again, as often as you need to go back to those four questions. For those of you that have just tuned in and retuned in, again, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. We want to let you know right up front, Blog Talk Radio has notified us that there is a technical glitch going on that cuts the show off early. And in case that happens, it's a little bit aggravating, but just, you know, if you hear silence for longer than 30 seconds to 1 minute for me, because you know I try to keep the show moving, so you're always going to hear me talking, then go ahead and hang up and dial back into the show. And again, we apologize ahead of time. But one thing that I do notice, and that's a really good feature of Blog Talk, is that even though those kinds of things happen, when you listen to the rebroadcast, you're listening to one smooth show. So know that you can go back to successfulwomanradio.com, and over in the right-hand column, there are all of the previous broadcasts of shows from Successful Woman Radio. It's 12:23 after the hour, and you're again listening to no other than me, Trina Newby, your host, Success Coach, and Successful Woman Radio. I want to go ahead and let you guys know about some awesome things that are happening at Women About Biz all this week. First of all, we have our business 101, Startup 101 teleclass going on this Wednesday. Again, that Business Startup 101 this week. And so this gives you the opportunity, if you're needing to reset your business and really build a foundation, that this is a great class, a teleclass to get set. 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 10th. And that is Eastern time for those of you on a different time frame. The topics include licensing, writing a business plan, funding your business, the importance of your target market, setting up your website, and so much more. So, again, that's Wednesday the 10th. And coming up, for all of you who are in the Atlanta area, we have our Business Women's Night Out launching in the Douglasville area. Again, Business Night Out is going to be on this Thursday, the 11th, at Old Charlie's Restaurant, 9320 The Landing Drive. We're really, really excited. We've really packing it in there. A lot of people are registering for this wonderful event. And again, it is happening on this Thursday at 11, I'm sorry, this Thursday, June 11th at 7 p.m. in the evening in the Douglasville area. So all of you who can make it out and who are in that area, make sure you come. And for those of you who want to come and support the launch of this new event from other parts of Metro Atlanta, please drive on up to the Douglasville area. Also, our Lunch and Learn, awesome topic. I promised that I was coming up with this teleclass. It is Running Your Business Solo. This is our Wednesday Lunch and Learn happening on June 17th at 12 Eastern Time. And again, this is an awesome teleclass for those of you who run your business solo. You need to know that you are not by yourself running your business. While you are a solo entrepreneur, it doesn't mean you're supposed to do everything by yourself. So during the teleclass, you're going to learn all about the daily operations plan, how to outline your strategic plan, ahead of time planning, setting your milestones, and your cash flow evaluation. That is so, and I want to encourage all of you to check out womenaboutbiz.com, okay, and that's biz as in B-I-Z as zebra, okay, womenaboutbiz.com. And when you get there to the website, there's a red menu bar at the top. That is the main menu system. Just hold your mouse over events and just select whatever it is that you need to, teleclasses, Business Women's Night Out, or conferences and retreats, whatever you need to do. Speaking of conferences and retreats, I am elated, excited, pumped up, ready to relax. We have got our Women About Biz Jamaica Retreat happening, right? This year, October 8th through 11th, again, October 8th through 11th in the beautiful, beautiful Jamaica. And we are going to be doing this at the Grand Palladium Resort. And we've got all of the retreat information laid out for you on the Women About Biz website. I want to quickly tell you how to get to that. You just hold your mouse over events in the top red menu bar and select Jamaica Retreat. You should see it right there in the drop-down menu. And there you'll be able to see everything that you need, including registering. Now, $100 holds your spot, your reservation spot, and then we have a payment plan leading all the way up to October. So listen, what I want you to do is not to procrastinate on this. Don't think about, oh, I really wish I could go. You know what? Call positivity to you, manifest it, make it be so, and go ahead and make your reservation for this awesome, awesome retreat. We've got great videos for you to look at. We've got the tour of the area. We've got a complete resort and spa description for you. Everything that you are thinking about or questions that you would want to ask, we have it for you all in the Jamaica Retreat section of the Women About Biz website. And again, to get to that, you go to Women About Biz, B-I-Z as in zebra.com. Then you hold your mouse over events in the top right menu bar and select Jamaica Retreat. And so I'm so excited. We have indeed filled our first 15 spots, and we're opening it up a little bit more for more ladies who want to join us. So don't worry. Just keep on making your reservations. And I am just, so thankful to Faith White, who's a certified Jamaica travel specialist, who is helping to coordinate this trip. So, again, ladies, go ahead. Don't say that you can't come. Go ahead and manifest your dream of going to Jamaica with us. We are going to have one of the most beautiful times there. So I want you all there with me. It is 12:29 after the hour, and you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I am going to go ahead and read the book excerpt later on for next Monday. I'm going to save that. Since we're having those technical difficulties, I want to make sure that I get you the meat of the show, which is our hot theme for this month, getting things done. And today I want to talk to you about the power of systems, because I've had so many people to ask me, how do I stay organized? How do I accomplish so many things in going on with women about this? And the answer is that I learned the power of using systems, okay? I have had, you know, again, so many people to ask, well, how do you do this? Ladies, listen, for anything that you want to accomplish, you have to have a system worked out from beginning to end. This means from the start of an idea or a project, you must first sit down and literally write it out. Below, I'm going to be giving you these 8 ways to develop your system. Now, I want you guys to have your pen and your notepad in hand because this is some good stuff. Here's number one. Number one is the first thing you've got to do is write down the end result of what you are wanting to achieve. In other words, start with the end in mind. What do you see yourself doing for this particular project or your business? What are some of the end results that you would like to have? Okay, number two, write down the milestone or the deadline of when you would like to see your idea or project completed. That's very, very important. Number three, list all tasks that are associated with completing the goal or completing the project at hand, okay? Because that's a very, very important part of your system. You've got to know all of the to-do items that must be accomplished. Now, once you have all of that, you can then move on to number four, which is plot all milestones. And milestones are simply deadlines, right? It's like driving down the highway and you see all of these markers letting you know how many miles you have left, right? It's the same thing. Plot all of your milestones and your tasks on your master calendar. Now, what you may want to do is just, you know, in Microsoft Publisher, you can print off a month block of calendars, and that way you can start setting your deadlines and looking at what needs to happen. Now, I might add, in addition to doing all of your tasks and getting them all out, what is it going to take to accomplish this project, you also might want to be thinking about who are people in my team that can help me get this done faster, okay? And here's number five. Identify which tasks you'll complete and which ones you'll delegate. And that's what I was just talking about. And number six, list any challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing the goal. Again, list any challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing the goal. And this is a step that I think if you really work on this, you'll have a lot of aha moments. Because oftentimes when something doesn't get done and you're asking yourself the question, why is it that I can list it on my calendar? Why is it that I can have it purposed in my heart to do it, but it's not getting done? Oftentimes, it's because there is a challenge to you getting it done. Either you don't have the skills to get it done, either you don't know the right people who can help you push it forward, or you just don't have the resources, or perhaps you need to brainstorm with me and let's work out the challenges, work out the kinks in the system, right? So it's important for you to find solutions to those challenges before you can really move forward with all of your to-do items. And then last but not least, number eight, make a list of people that, again, can serve as your support or assist you in making it happen. Everything has to happen in a systematic way within a system, ladies. And if you don't start creating systems, you're not going to get things done. Well, ladies, there you have it. We're cutting the show just a little bit early today because of all the problems on Blog Talk Radio. But again, I want to thank you all for listening to the show. I hope that what I have given you is definitely very, very useful. I want to encourage you to visit womenaboutbiz.com, all of you, for all the information on the events that we're having this week. And again, I want to just quickly call out for the guests. For teleclasses and programs, we've got Business Startup 101 happening on starting at 7:30. And then again, on the 17th, we've got Running Your Business Solo, which is a free teleclass at 12 noon Eastern. This is our monthly lunch and learn. And then coming up on this Thursday, the 11th, live here in Metro Atlanta, is the launch of the Douglasville Business Women's Night Out event. So again, we've got wonderful things and activities planned for you at Women About Biz. I'm so, so very excited that we are able to do all of these things. We wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for all of the women who've been together to be a part of the team to help get it done. Again, to attend the Jamaica retreat October 8th through 11th, and I don't want you to feel like you can't come. I want you to claim it. I want you to manifest it. Say that it is so that you want to be with a family of business women in a beautiful tropical environment where we can connect, where we can encourage, support, and uplift one another while relaxing, getting spa treatments, enjoying fabulous food, enjoying aqua blue water, and being able to renew ourselves. So I'm excited about that trip. So on behalf of Women About Biz, I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today. Hopefully by next Monday, all of the technical glitches will be fixed, and we will be able to have our full 60-minute live show. But again, for all of you who have tuned in, thank you so much. You know I love you. You know that I am ready to support you and give you all of the information that you need to be successful. I also want to remind you, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our silver membership at Learn About Biz and become a silver member. And then also, if you haven't had a coaching session with me yet, go ahead and schedule for your free power talk. And again, you can get there by going to womenaboutbiz.com. In the top right menu bar, click on coaching, and in the right-hand column, click schedule power talk. Have a successful and an abundant week, ladies. Take care.